from the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hi there, I'm Andrew Bucklow, and this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Thursday, the 1st of December. We'll start with the latest on the Medibank hack, and the Russian hackers responsible have dumped a huge amount of customer data on the dark web overnight. It's the biggest amount of data they've released so far. Now, Medibank says they're doing everything they can to contact and offer help to all those affected customers. To Western Australia now, a pregnant mum and her unborn child are unlikely to survive after a terrifying and unprovoked attack at a shopping centre on Tuesday night. Now, it's claimed the 30-year-old woman and her partner were sitting in their car when they had an altercation with a group of teens. A 17-year-old allegedly threw a piece of concrete through the car's window and hit the woman in the head. The alleged culprit has been caught and charged by police. Overseas now, a security guard working at Ukraine's embassy in Spain was injured when opening a letter bomb addressed to the Ukrainian ambassador. The letter, which arrived by regular post, exploded in the afternoon as the guard opened it in the embassy garden. As a result, Ukraine has now boosted security at its embassies in other countries. To sport, cricket legend Mike Hussey has opened up about the best sledge he's ever heard during a game. Here's what he told news.com.au's podcast, I've Got News For You.
My best sledge was, I was actually batting at the non-strikers end. I was in a club game, playing for my local club side. And my mate was batting down the other end. He was getting sledged by the wicketkeeper. And the keeper was just laying into him, you know, saying, geez, you're ugly. You're the ugliest cricketer I've ever seen in my life. If there was an ugly 11, you'd be captain of the ugly 11. And one mate turned around and said, yeah, I've seen your girlfriend and she's batting number 3.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To entertainment news now, and Erin Molan has named the Hollywood star who slid into her DMs. She revealed on Today FM's Husey, Ed and Erin show this morning that it was actually former Prison Break star Dominic Purcell. The pair exchanged messages and even flirted up a storm over the phone.
He is such a lovely guy. He was so beautiful. And at that time, he was incredible. He was so lovely. It wasn't the right timing for me. It was too soon after my last relationship, but he was so beautiful and sweet.
Now, Dominic has since moved on. He's now dating Miley Cyrus's mum, Tish. And finally, some sad news. Fleetwood Mac singer Christine McVie has died aged 79. She was the singer and songwriter responsible for some of the band's most enduring hits, including Everywhere, Songbird, Say You Love Me and Little Lies. Well, that's the latest from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update soon.
Follow or subscribe to From the Newsroom
wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.